Russian protesters threw eggs and stones at Turkey's embassy in Moscow, a day after it shot down a Russian military jet along its border with Syria. Russia's leaders warned against visits to Turkey, which they accused of provocation and supporting terrorism.
What can you do after such tragic events like the destruction of our aircraft and the death of the pilot? It's a necessary measure, and the foreign minister is correct to warn our citizens about the dangers.
But others, including Turkey, played down the incident, the first between a NATO member and Russia in decades.
We have no intention of escalating this incident. We are only defending our own security and the rights of our brothers.
Analysts say Moscow's hopes that the French leader can bridge the gap between Russia and the U.S.-led coalition in Syria could be scuttled.
And that's, of course, seen as a very bad outcome by the Kremlin. And that makes Putin even more angry, because he believes that the Turks did this thing, shot down the Russian plane, also to torpedo the possibility of forming this big coalition.
After the attacks in Paris, Hollande offered to share anti-terrorism intelligence with Russia. But on Syria, analysts say there is too much distrust and disagreement with Russia because it supports President Bashar al-Assad.
Assad insists that he wants to participate in future elections and everything. Second, and it looks that until now, sides did not come to the agreement who these terrorists are, how to divide anti-Assad rebels from IS and other terrorist organizations.
Analysts say France could still act as a symbolic umbrella for the fight against the Islamic State, but its role would likely be limited to helping prevent further incidents between the two sides. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Moscow.